Report: Subway franchisees pressure company to nix Megan Rapinoe from ads. By Amy Furr on August 7, 2021. Megan Rapinoe created more controversy during the Tokyo Olympics, and some Subway franchisees are reportedly urging the fast food company to let her go. The New York Post reported Friday. The 36-year-old, purple-haired soccer star, who kneeled during the national anthem to kick off the Tokyo Olympics before leading the United States to a bronze medal this week, began a stint as a pitchwoman for the fast food giant this spring. In one spot, Rapinoe, who has been a vocal proponent of equal rights and equal pay for women, knocks a burrito out of a guy's hands by kicking a soccer ball at him. The initial response was varied, franchisees told the Post. On a recent discussion forum hosted by the North American Association of Subway Franchisees, NASF, a Wisconsin store operator shared a photo of a handwritten note from a customer taped on the door of his store. "Boycott Subway until Subway fires the anti-American Megan Rapinoe, the creep who kneels for our beloved national anthem," the note reportedly said. "The ad should be pulled and done with," the franchisee noted regarding the Rapinoe spot, adding, "It gets tiring apologizing." Representatives from NISF told members recently that the group took grievances about the ads to company managers, led by Chief Executive John Chidsey, the Post article reported. Meanwhile, a West Coast franchisee told the outlet that he believed the ad should highlight the improved bread and also suggested Subway's ad creators focus on its mom-and-pop owners to make Subway appear less corporate. "Spending our money to make a political statement is completely and totally out of bounds," one Arizona franchisee reportedly wrote on the NISF blog. After the woke USA women's soccer team was knocked out of gold medal contention at the Tokyo Olympics, many Americans took to social media to celebrate their demise, Breitbart News reported Monday. Far from finding a Team USA loss devastating, many reacted gleefully when the team led by loud and proud anti-American protester Megan Rapinoe went down to defeat in Japan, the article read.